Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
All right.
Yeah. I know that was a short, short hand clap, but hey, y'all, welcome to Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry. This is our first broadcast. Amen. I'm joined with Megan Wilson, Pastor Megan Wilson, and I'm Ray Rose, and I'm excited. Megan, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So we are getting this started. Amen. If you have a desire to call into the show, the telephone number is 646-478-0660. And we are broadcasting live. Amen. So 646-478-0660. All right, Megan. This is exciting, man. It's just exciting. This has been a, this has been a vision for a while now, something just for the singles ministry and everything like that. So we're going to, our plan is to go over a few things with you, tell you a little bit about it ourselves. Maggie going to share with about her and I share about me. And we also tell you what our mission statement is and some of the topics that we want to talk about and everything. And we also going to talk about, towards the end, we'll get into the five love language is another topic we want to talk about. And we'll be talking about also bringing different guests in. So we might call you one day and ask you to come and speak and everything. And we're not setting doors to married couples, but for anybody that has a word for singles, you know, to come up and speak and let us know some things that you know, you may have a little bit more information than I do. All right. So with that being said, Maggie, let's go ahead and do this. I'm going to open up in prayer. This is our first initial prayer for Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. Okay, we'll be broadcasting, and I'm excited about it again, this every third Friday at 7 p.m. So we're excited. Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the vision that has already taken place, God, of Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry. We thank you, God, that you, Lord Jesus, have pushed this forth, God, and it's all about you. We want to be a blessing for those that are singles and those, God, that are even looking to be married, God. We pray today, God, that we will only say those things you have given us to say for the edifying of the body of Christ. And if it's something that we don't know, we will point the person, whether male or female, in the right direction, God. We thank you for the singles, God, that have a matters of the heart towards you, God. You first, God. So we pray that you know each one of us private prayers that don't know what else know about us, but you and you, God. So we pray today that you begin, Lord Jesus, to open up windows of your blessing, to open up our understanding that we might go forth and speak, God, a word today. Thank you in advance. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. So again,
amen.
My name is Ray Rose, but we're not gonna use titles and pastors and reverends and all that. We just say Ray, okay? And I'm Megan, and I saw already talk about a few of those things. First, I want to just give you a little background about Matters of the Heart and on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. It was something that I really wanted to do probably 3 years ago, but I was not in the right place or right time for it. And amen. So I struggled. I had to ask other people. And, you know, and then finally I came in contact with Maggie Wilson. And I ran in contact with Maggie through social media, through Facebook, through a group that we were both in. And we've been, like, talking ever since then. And, I mean, I'm telling you now, she got a lot of seriousness about her relationship with Christ, but she also like loved to have fun. So I'm hoping, you know, we have good chemistry together when it comes to talking about different things. We don't always agree, right, Maggie? We don't always agree with certain things, and you'll probably see some of those conversations that we've had before come out on Madison the Hot Singers Ministries. Okay, so I'm excited about her. Most of you guys know me as one of the founders of When Christians Speak Talk Radio, that we've been doing this for the last 8 years now. God has blessed this ministry to the point that we're international. We have listeners based all over the world, from China to Russia, you name it, we're there. And we're grateful there because we truly know that it's nothing that we do. Amen. Our listener base range anywhere to over a million visits each is on all the different sites. Okay, and think about what I like about the broadcast itself, that we are located on many different platforms. You can hear us on anything. We're there. So, and we're looking forward to God even opening up more doors. So with Matters of the Hot Singers Ministries, we're looking for that same type of push, amen, for a niche group of people that are single, that are strong, that are really into Christ and everything like that. I mean, even if you're not and you're single, we want to be able to teach show you a lot of different things. That's why we want to be able to bring different guests on at this time, okay? The other thing that we have that was associated with us is Midday Glory Prayer. It's a 1 o'clock prayer that Reverend Gwen Dixon does at 1 p.m. every Wednesday, okay? So we have a total of about 11, maybe 12 different broadcasts going on at different times. You can find more information about the broadcast. If you go to our website, whenchristianspeak.com, you find a little bit more information, okay? Again, we've been doing this for 8 years, and God has blessed us, the ministry, to be very strong, okay? We also have a Facebook, we have several Facebook page. I don't want you to forget the Matters of the Hot Singer Ministry has a Facebook page. We would like you to come and join. Of course, if you're single, okay, and we'll let Mike talk about that later on. What's the idea of being single? Point of being single? What is needed to be classified as single, just in case someone may or may not know. So what I want to do right now, because I've talked a lot, I want to turn everything over to Megan so she can introduce herself and talk a little bit about herself and what she's doing and what she got going on. Megan.
You can turn everything over to me, but I'll take a part of it, okay? Thank you, Ray. I am so, so honored and so blessed to be a part of Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. I thank and praise God for the opportunity to be able to share this platform with such an excellent man as yourself. I know how much you love the Lord. You know, just like you said in the conversation, we talk about the different things about the Lord. And, you know, you have a heart after God, so I appreciate that about you. I'm Maggie Wilson. I've been in ministry for 25 years. I pastor a ministry, which is not a brick and mortar, but I guess you could say a church without walls. Called Building Our Women Ministries. This has been established since 2017 of October. So I'm grateful that God has allowed me to birth this baby, and now he's allowed me to go further into what now, you know, I'm a single woman and now working in the single ministry with my co-laborer, Ray Rose. I'm just grateful, you know, I've worked in single ministries before, so I know what it's kind of required of. But a lot of times, you know, our hands are tied because we're not at liberty to do exactly what singles need. So I'm grateful for this platform because we can touch many different aspects that singles struggle with, and well, we have strength to it, you know, because it's a good thing being single, as Paul said, you know, that he would rather that we would stay single because we could do more for the Lord. However, most of us desire to be married. Amen. So I'm just excited. Where do you want me to go now?
book. I don't know, Maggie. You got so much. She's very. I got all kinds of things going on.
Okay, and I'm a counselor. I'm a certified counselor. Yes, I'm a certified counselor. I have Redeveloping Me LLC counseling services. I do that as well. I'm also a school counselor, so I work with young people as well as adults. I do have a lot. You know, I've written a book. I have my book that's titled Broken But Whole. You can go to buildingourwomensministries.org and get your own copy for $14.50. That includes shipping and handling. So, yes, there's Maggie has a lot that she's doing, and I'm just grateful, like I said, just to be able to do this because, you know, when you've been single for a long time, I'm a divorcee, and I've been single now probably 10, 12 years, and I know the struggle of coming out of the divorce and having to go back into the world of being single again, which I was married for 16 years. So things and times have changed from there. So I needed someone that can direct me, and I didn't have that. So guess what? Now you have me, you have Ray, that we can share what we've learned along our road. Amen?
Amen. And I need to put in there also that I am also a divorcee. And I won't really get into the legalism because I know that there's some don't believe that once you've been divorced that you can't get married again. But that's a topic for another day. We're not even going to go right now. It's too early right now. We'll wait maybe a couple months down and jump right into that, okay, and everything. But, again, we are so excited about having you here with us today. Again, if you have the desire to call in and talk to any one of us, the number is 646-478-0660. You also can let us know through the chat. I do have the chat open for the Blog Talk Radio. Okay, but I'm trying to think if there was anything else about me. Oh, like I said, I mean, I've been around for a while with the broadcast, different broadcasts. There's a huge bio on WhenChristmasMeets.com for both Maggie and myself. Maggie gave me like about, I don't know, it felt like about 3 or 4 pages of stuff. So
you can find out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they go to the website, they're going to see it anyway and everything.
Oh,
so so you can go check out WhenChristmasMeets.com.
Okay. I need to put this disclosure out there. He did not tell me to be brief.
I think I said I'd be a summary. I think I said I need a summary, but it's all good. But Becca, I don't think you mentioned your website either. Did you mention your website?
I did. Building Our Women Ministry. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Building Our Women Ministries.org. You can see all my services there. You can see the publication. You can see my counseling services, redeveloping me. Everything is in one location. So yes, feel free to go. By the website is buildingourwomenministries.org.
Awesome. Awesome. See, there you have it. That's a little bit about me and a whole lot about Maggie. No, just kidding. That's a whole lot about Maggie. So what I want to do real quick, Maggie, I want to talk about our mission statement, okay? It says that the singles ministry strives to be principally and undividedly devoted to God, wholeheartedly, adhering to Paul's admonition in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. I just read that wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. It says, but each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. Now, to the unmarried and the widows, I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do. Okay? First, it needs to be said that marriage as well as singleness are gifts from God. And I never looked at it like that, being married, I understood it, but being singleness is a gift from God. Neither is better than the other, okay? The singles ministry will focus on the whole person, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit, okay? So I'm glad that that's our mission statement. We're going to focus on all of that and then some and everything. So we are excited about what God's going to do. Amen. So, All right. And again, the broadcast will take place every third Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will have myself and Maggie. I am looking possibly to maybe to add a few people. I gotta discuss it with the other host and see what she said. But I'm putting it out there, you know, and stuff like that. But we are looking for different types of guests All right. And we are Christian based and everything. So we want to make sure that whoever's coming on the air with us has been vetted. Okay. So, all right. So what else we got, Maggie?
So if I can add too, you know, if anyone's listening has a desire to want to be a part, you know, feel free to reach out to myself or Pastor Ray and see Ray. I'm sorry, not using titles to see. You know, let's chit chat and see. You know what the Lord says.
Okay.
So if
all
you
right.
want to add other people, we might as well, you know, put the invitation out there because you never know.
Yeah, right. And you can do that. You can do so on our Facebook page, Matters of the Heart Singer Ministry, or you can send a direct email to us. We don't have an email yet, do we, Maggie? All right, so we need to get that. But for right now, you can send any inquiries to WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com, okay? WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com and everything. So, like I said, I'm excited about what God's gonna do. We're gonna learn a lot. Hopefully we get stuff from the ground up and begin to ask those questions that need to be asked as far as being single. Okay. One of the things that Meg and I did a while back when we first started the Facebook group, because the Facebook group was started first before we got to the point of having the actual broadcast. Is that we ask some of the members, and by the way, this is a private page, okay? So you need to ask to join, okay? And we want to keep it like that because we know there are wolves in sheep clothing that comes to the groups and stuff like that with desire to go through the sheep and everything like that, go through different things of God. And we are not, Megan, we are not, right, a dating site. Okay, we're not
a
dating
podcast.
Okay,
no.
So
this
if you come
in, ministry.
We are ministry. So if you come in looking for your mate, not saying that you won't find someone within the group or a listing or whatever the case might be and stuff like that, but we don't have the hookup. we got
right.
no hookups over here.
Right.
All right. So if you're coming for that reason, then all right, and stuff like that. But if you're willing to share, then we can't stop anybody from doing private chats and all that kind of stuff. But we're not a dating site. We don't want pictures of half-naked women or half-naked men. We don't want that, okay? We are a Christian-based ministry that is serious about the things that God would concern us for those that are single, okay?
Yeah.
And what am I asking you to do before we move on? Is define what we mean by when we say being single.
Okay. So single being defined according to the Google Dictionary, only one, not one of several. Unmarried or not. Now here's the kicker, because as Christians, this should not be, but I'm going to read it anyway because we do have some that believe in it. Okay. So it says unmarried or not involved in a stable sexual relationship. We don't promote that. However, there are those who are.
Right.
And they're Christians.
Right.
So this is a platform where we would address everything in that aspect, because those are some of the things that we as single people in the past or now are struggling with. And this is what this ministry is about. We're going to help our singles that are struggling in certain areas to maintain their lifestyle of living holy. So, yes, and maybe that's why some – that's a whole other topic, but I'm about to go there anyway. Maybe that's why some of us are still single, because we're still tied in that sexual relationship.
We can't
get free, because when you've been with that person, you now become their spouse. So that's a whole other topic, but I'll put that.
Right. So, yeah, Meg, it's too early. We don't want to scare anybody.
I know
away.
It is. That's why I said another point. I'm not trying
we
to
We want to talk about kinful spirits and all that kind of stuff, mixing up and have no business mixing and all that kind of stuff. That's a whole new thing. But cause we don't want to.
I just thought I had it because of the definition.
Okay, not a problem. I got you. But and again, we're not here to beat anybody up, to judge, and all that kind of stuff. But we're here to give wisdom and knowledge and the word of God and encouragement. Amen. If you are single, stay, you know, if you don't have a desire to be, because some people like being single and have no desire to get married, then so be it. Amen. But there are others that have a desire to get married. And one of the things that Maggie and I talked about probably a couple of weeks ago is that, and we're going to talk about that, not tonight, because this is more of an introductory, but what is it, what does it take? What are you looking for? What does it take when you go on that first date? What are some do's and don'ts? And we got into a very interesting conversation about dating on do's and don'ts and stuff like that, but we won't get into it as of now, okay? So that's basically what we're looking at. That's basically what we're doing and everything. And again, I'm excited about this. I'm not an expert on relationship, trust me, I'm not. I'm not an expert on relationship, not at all, and everything. I'm still it's a learning process, and you can't, all relationships are different, okay, and everything. But I know that I believe in Jesus Christ, and I like to be connected with someone that have the same belief system to do the same thing, okay. So what I want to do real quick, Maggie, do you have anything else to add? Are you okay?
No, that was it concerning that definition of single.
Okay, thank you for your definition. But thank Google for the definition anyway.
Thank you, Google, yes.
Thank you, Google. You came in very handy. Yep, you came in handy. Okay. All right. So one of the things that we did is that on our Facebook page, a Facebook group, we asked some of the members what they would like to discuss topics for the broadcast. And we asked at the post that we didn't get a lot of response, but we did get some responses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just go over a few of those. All right. And then I'm going to let Maggie dig into the love languages, because that's her thing. You know, I didn't even know about the love languages, the book or the test or any kind of stuff until I started talking to her. So what we're going to do is we're going to do that, and we can close out with that. What am I forgetting? That covered everything? Okay.
Yes, that covers everything.
Okay. So we're not going to mention people's names here on the broadcast because, again, the Facebook group is a private group. But we will bring up some of the topics that they talk about. The first one was setting boundaries. Wow, Maggie. That's really important. Setting boundaries. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's probably a whole broadcast by itself about setting boundaries, and this is dealing with in a relationship, okay, and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Now, and again, there's some that God has called to be single for the rest of their days, okay, and everything. And God bless you, all right. But there are also some that have a desire to be with someone, and God bless you too, all right. There's no judgment on either side, okay, mm-hmm. All right. Okay, another question was, let me see. All right, what can cause you a heart attack? And I may have to, okay, I don't know. Let me see if I can paraphrase that a little bit. Okay, here it is. The person was talking about when you get into a relationship with someone and they break your heart, that is what a heart attack or injury to the heart, and to be able to discuss those things about those heart attacks that your heart is broken. And in relationships that happens, in marriages it happens. So, you know, if it happens in marriages, it happens in relationships too, but in marriage it's more of a commitment and stuff, because it's a covenant between the man and the male and the female, okay? I know we didn't mention it earlier, but our belief system is we believe that male and female, okay? All right,
that's right.
Put that out there real quick. All right, that's also listed on our website at winchristianspeak.com, the actual beliefs of male and female, right? So just, yeah, talk about a relationship, the broken heart. How can they be healed, and, you know, and what's needed to be healed and stuff like that. And the writer or the author call it a sick heart attack. And I know, I mean, I don't know, I'm thinking, you know, tell you my, nobody my age, but I'm pretty old, pretty older than know about what a broken heart feel like and stuff like that. And it is not fun at all. There's nothing good about it. And it can cause depression and cause other things to come up and illness and just all kinds of physical, because you're dealing with something that's emotional being manifested in the flesh and stuff like that. Okay. All right. So, Maggie, are you on the same page, man? Or are you?
Yes, I'm on the same page as you. She later clarified injuries to your heart, which is like the heart attack. Like when, you know, like you said, being, you know, heart, when your heart is broken, like how do you, I guess, manage or cope or get past that hurt?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you want to read the next one?
Healing before you go into another relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And that actually ties back. I wrote, that's the one I put down, y'all. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
And actually that ties back into the heart attack too. Making sure that you are healed before you get into another relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because what it means is that you're taking that I don't want to say baggage, but I guess that's what it is. Baggage, mm-hmm. hurt, history, anger, bitterness, and everything else into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go well. What do you say, Megan?
Yeah. I said, yeah, you're taking it over to the next relationship, and that's not going to go well, like you said.
That's not going to. Okay. All right, we're going to skip this one. This says five love languages, but we're going to do that last.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, let's go to this one. Being content while waiting for your mate. I like that.
Yeah, she said something.
Being
what she
content.
Said.
Yeah. Also, she said the other topic was enjoying singleness before marriage, which we should be enjoying our singleness.
Right.
Not that you can't enjoy marriage, but, you know, being single, you should be single and whole. The other topic was being molded for your mate.
You know,
what,
you
is
know,
what is that?
Huh? Well, being
molded
for your mate.
Your mate. Yeah.
Making sure the bones fit. You know, making sure those ribs fit.
Making sure you found your rib, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Making sure those ribs fit, you know. That could be painful if the ribs don't fit.
Yeah, well,
that could be painful. That could be painful if the ribs don't fit.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one was married to God before marriage to a mate.
Yeah.
As single people, we should be. Everybody, even when you're married.
Yeah. And especially with those that are in leadership or pastor. And everything like that, you know. And sometimes that can be hard on a family. And as I think I shared with you before, as a preacher's kid, you know, being married to God before married to a mate or family is not as easy. But it's not one. It's not one or the other, but they're both. But God should be first in your life. And I think people mix it up because they put more emphasis on one and less emphasis on the other, and that's not what we're saying. Everything has to be a balance and stuff. Everything has to be a balance. Okay. That was it? That was the last one? Besides, I thought we had more than that. No. Okay.
I didn't see any more.
No. Okay. We posted it several times. And it, for those that are listening, you can also post once you join, Matters of the Heart Singer Ministry, or just send me, inbox me or something else that you would like for us to discuss too. We're open. We do, tell us about the couple that's coming on in a few months, Maggie.
That was not on agenda. All right.
We're not talking about it.
It's okay. So we have couple.
Wait. Have they confirmed already or no?
Yes, they have.
Okay. I'll put you on the spot. Okay. Right.
It's fine. I'm used to it. Not from you, but I'm used to it. So we have this wonderful couple who are both are remarried. Well, you know, they divorced and they married each other. and they have a wonderful ministry for marriages and for single people. So because of their testimony and the things that they already share within their ministry and their group, we reached out to them to have them come talk to us single people to give us advice, to give us words of wisdom, and they happily accepted. I believe it's going to be in June or July when they're going to talk with us, but we're definitely going to have to fly out soon. So I'm excited because they come with a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of wisdom, and they've helped a lot of marriages and a lot of single people.
Awesome. Now, also, I have talked to, for those that know, Apostle Shirley Jones. She does the broadcast, which is called Life Lab. And Apostle Shirley Jones is single. I've talked to her in detail and everything. And I really want a disaster. I'm putting it out there, Apostle, if you're listening. Everybody here, yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. I would like very much for you to come and talk to us as far as being single, because there was many things that we discussed that I think that need to be put out there and established, you know, that kind of stuff. And she's a wealth of information. That's Apostle Shirley Jones. And also Eric, Reverend Pastors Eric and Tamika, another couple that I would like. I mean, there's many people to come and there's many singles, and we'll get, as we get more stronger and get more better at doing this, we begin to invite people that's different ministries. Okay. Talking about being single, how they work for them now, because it works a certain way for a certain person, it may or may not work that way for you, because everything comes back into the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and everything, you know. But there are certain baselines that I think that we need to be taught on. There's certain base, and that's what we want to talk about here. We want to talk about the base. And we do want to talk about things that didn't go too well as far as dating or as far as whatever, because we want healing to take place in it. We want healing to take place, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what we want to do, again, you're listening to When Chris Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast of call is Matters of the Heart, Singers Ministry with Ray Rose and Maggie Wilson. We are glad to have you here. If you have a desire to call into the broadcast, you can do so at 646-478-0660. We would love to hear from you. Okay, so while I'm doing that, just check the chat room real quick and see if anybody put anything in there. So, Maggie, let's go ahead and I know we're moving pretty fast, aren't we? So let's go ahead and talk about the five love languages and anything.
Okay. All right. So pull up his name. So we have the five love languages. It's by Gary Chapman. It's for singles, it's for married, it's for children, and it's very helpful. I even do it with my little kids' clients, for the parents to know how to communicate with them. It's a quiz that you can take. If you type in Google, five love languages quiz, and it will pop up. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. You answer all the questions, and it immediately will give you your love languages. Now, it will give you in scales from basically from 100 to the lowest, and it will tell you in what percentage rank. For instance, there are five love languages, and the five love languages are acts of service, positive affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, and physical touch. Now, when you get your score, for instance, let me just share mine. Mine is quality time. So for quality time, I have 33% for quality time. For my next highest one is positive affirmation, which is 31%. Right there, you have 64%. So the other percentage goes towards receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. So you will rank differently in each category. Whichever number is the highest is what your love language is. So I'm almost what they call bilingual. So when they say bilingual, it's like you have two. So because I rank so high with quality time and positive affirmation, those are my top two because they're so close in ranking that I would consider that's my love language. So we will go, when we have our platform where we discuss the love languages, we will go into further details as to what that looks like. But this is just a little synopsis to give you an idea. So go in, do the quiz. It's fun. The questions are easy. It's nothing hard. And you could do it with your family members. You know, if you're married couples, you can do it with married couples. This is a good date night tool to do for married couples. And even for yourself as a single person, if you're dating someone and you're curious, you know, this is something that you can do together and find out your love languages and begin to communicate effectively according to what Gary Chapman says. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Now, you know, and when I did the test, okay, but I don't remember what my score was. And I also gave the test to someone that I had been talking to for a while, too. I think mine was sort of like that. What was that? Come on. I didn't write it down.
Check
I got to
do it again. Probably in your email because they do email it to you, too.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, email.
Oh, five love languages. Okay, let me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see if we can pull that up real quick. She just wanted me to tell y'all what mine was. That's all.
Yeah, we curious because you're gonna start it, so you might as well go on and tell us.
All right, let me see.
And I think it's a fun tool because it gives you, especially when you're struggling, and you're not the kind of person that knows how to communicate, you know, effectively, it helps a whole lot.
Yeah, it does. Let me see. Yeah, and the tests are really easy. It didn't take that long. And then I got everything but five love languages. Sorry. Yeah. But I think mine's, what was it, the five again?
Okay, so there is acts of service,
okay,
positive affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, and physical touch.
I think mine was positive affirmation. I think that was it. That was the one. Because I need that affirmation thing going on. I need someone to tell me, oh, you did this, and, you know. Well, I don't particularly care to know that, but I do. And I also think the second one that was highest was physical touch, you know, and everything. But I do believe those affirmations, you know. I love hearing someone tell me, you did good, you know. And most men are like that, you know. I think most men, when you really come there, they want to hear from their wife or their fiance or girlfriend or whatever, hey, you know, I really appreciate you did this and everything. Because what it does is it makes us want to do even more. Oh, that worked? Oh, okay. You cut the grass today, you cut it extremely well. You know, you cut that grass, boy. You know, most of us men want to hear that. But my scores wasn't as high as I thought they would be. I thought it would be one of the other ones, right? Really, that would have been high. And I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe if I take it again, it won't be the same and everything. I don't know. But what we want to do, y'all, we want to get really into that and talk more about that. There's no way we can talk about it on this broadcast because we want to break it down. We want to be able to break it down. And plus, we want to... They have the book available, so if you're interested in buying the book, you can, you know, you can definitely get the book, and we want to have a link and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Yeah.
We want to have a link and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
And we can add it to the page, so if when you go to the page and join the page, it'll be there.
Okay. So you got anything else?
Let me see. No.
Okay. Now, what I want to do real quick, because we got like 20 minutes, that's why I asked her if she had anything else, you know, and everything. She said, no, I ain't got nothing, you know. All right. And, you know, I was on the thing that preachers always got something to say, but she said, no, I ain't got nothing. We're going to have so much fun on this podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to have so much fun. All right. One of the members posted, let all that you do be done in love. Okay, that's coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 14. We have some great members, and they post a lot of great and awesome things that I was looking at earlier. Let all that you do be done in love. Okay, another one is, oh boy, this is going to be great. Marry a man who truly loves Jesus, because that man would genuinely love you, respect you, and will worship God with you. Man. Okay. So you see where I'm going? You got one for me?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Marry a man who truly loves Jesus. That's what you said, right?
Right. That's the one I just read.
Okay. So you want to know if I have another one?
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's important that we as singles know who we are and love ourselves. A lot of times we need to learn how to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And a lot of people struggle with loving ourselves. That's why I think it's important that we do learn the five love languages, because it helps us mirror as to what to look for when we are communicating with a potential mate or just dating. You know, and I share this with my adult children, because I have three adult children, and I had them take the quiz as well. And I share this with them. You know, when you're dating or you looking to date, if someone does not meet that criteria of your love language, they don't speak your love language, then you know that's not going to be a relationship that's going to last. Because if you are a type of person, like you said, yours is positive affirmation. If you are a type of person that would like, you know, to always hear something positive, or, you know, someone say, which we should speak positive to our mates anyway, or someone that we're dating. But, you know, when it's your love language, it's a different kind of affirmation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it speaks to who Ray is. Like for me, my top one is quality time. It speaks to who Maggie is. So I need to be with someone that, if somebody's working all the time and never spend time with me, that's not going to work for me. That is not going to work for me. First of all, because how can you develop any type of relationship if you don't make time? You make time for what's important. I'm not saying don't go to work, because I work. However, we should have a time set aside where we can spend quality time together. That means that you're not on your phone. That means that you're not having a conversation with no one else. You're giving me your undivided attention, and I'm giving you my undivided attention. I know I said a mouthful, so you just open up a whole bunch of stuff. But this is why it's important. It's so important to have this, because it helps you in your area of community. We need to learn who we are before we can, if we don't know who we are, how can we be in a relationship with someone? How can we make that relationship work if we're struggling with who we are? Because then now we become codependent, and our everything is in that person. Can we make anything work that way?
Because if that person,
God forbid, moves on or the relationship don't work, then where are you? What you stuck with?
Yeah, and I like the idea where it's like, not on the phone, not doing any chatting and all that kind of stuff. And nowadays in town, that's not very easy to do, to put this phone, everybody got the phone in their face, you know. They're on a date and they got the phone going on, whether male or female. You're like, really? And everything. But you're right, that time of fellowship, the time of relationship need to be special, when there's no distraction, there's nothing going on other than whoever that is in front of you, whether it be your wife or whether it be your fiance or someone special that's coming up and everything like that. So, yeah, you have to look at it from a whole different perspective. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Now, this is one. I'm going to read this right here. This is coming off our Facebook page, because I really want people to go and check out Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry private group. Okay. And send me a message that you're interested in joining. Again, only if you're single. Okay. All right. And this is Maggie put this one on there. All right. It says, love does no wrong to a neighbor, and it never hurts anyone. Therefore, unselfish. Love is the fulfillment of the law, and it's coming out of Romans chapter 13 and 10. And what you'll notice about, yes, we can be saying a lot of different things about relationship and everything and dating, but everything has to come back to the scriptures, okay? It all has to come back to the scriptures. Otherwise, we're doing it in a mist. You know, there's no power or no authority with it. You know, one of the dangers that I know of, that I know for a fact, that singles, men in a way, do is they dating multiple people at the same time. Okay.
Okay, so that's a conversation to be had.
Okay. But,
because
okay,
now remember, we had this conversation briefly before. What first of all, we need to define what dating is, because if we're just going out, just hanging out, we haven't been exclusive. We can date multiple. I believe we can date multiple people.
We did have this conversation. This is one of the group conversations.
This is a conversation, because defining dating is very important, and that's where we, some of us, put our heart out there when the person was just dating us. They were not serious about us.
Yeah, but isn't dating, I know that we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I'm just trying to stir up some stuff.
Yes,
turn it up, turn it up. But I know that dating and just hanging out are two, and this is one of the things that I came up with. Dating and just hanging out is two different things, okay? You know, the whole purpose of dating, you know, would be so that I may see whether this person fits my bone, you know, see what that they, what do you call it? The rib cage, rib bones fit together and everything, you know, because it may not fit, okay? Because it may not fit. So, but dating and hanging out, if I'm hanging out with somebody and I'm not interested in them in that kind of way, I'm just, oh, how are you doing? Maybe, you know, whatever. But that can get you in trouble too, especially if you're already in a relationship. And you're right, yeah, this, we're not going to have time to do all that. We have to do
so let's look at the definition of dating. I have it pulled up. It says dating, right?
Okay.
Means going on dates. You are actively getting out there and meeting people and spending time with them. That's one thing. Then it says dating someone means you are seeing somebody specific with purpose and on a regular basis.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, and that's
so,
what it's
going to
be.
I mean, and that's why I said it needs to be clarified, I think, and that's where we all have been guilty of, you know, of assuming things that wasn't or things
right.
that we imagine. We've all been guilty of that. Like, you know, especially if you and I want to date the same person multiple times, when to them, we just hanging out, but they never clarify that. So these are questions
yeah,
and conversations we need to have, you know, as single people when we put ourselves out there, because
right.
you want to know
right.
where's, the, you know, see how you did the thing, or act like a lady, think like a man, or whatever the case is. But
right.
we're going to act like a lady and think like a lady. So I say that to say this, is that things need to be clarified in order to have an understanding. Like I said, we don't like getting an understanding. Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all by getting it and understanding. So if you know that you've been out on a date with this guy several times and y'all have not had that conversation, but yet in your mind you're thinking it's something serious, and then he decides that he wants to date Joanne down the block or up the street or whatever, and then you're like, okay, what happened? Like, I thought we were, but you never had the conversation.
Right.
You know,
and communication is the key. Yeah.
Yes.
Communication is very important and everything, because you know, again, understand that the men and women think opposite. We don't always think alike on certain things, but especially when it comes to relationship. So I have not understood it and have that agreement. Even if it's, I'm going to still stick to my word, even if it's just hanging out. we're like, look, we're just hanging out, right? Yeah, we're just hanging out,
mm-hmm.
okay? All right. So
clarify
you know, it. Yeah, clarify. We're just hanging out, right? And everything and stuff, so... that's gonna be an interesting conversation. So those are the type of things that we want to talk about, and everything. And we have so many topics, and that's why we want to be able to bring you in, whoever you are at any given time to be able to help us collect. Because, again, I know that I don't know everything, and I'm sure Maggie would probably tell you the same thing that she don't, you know. But you might have the bits of the pieces that I need to have my relationship going well, and I need to hear from you, you know. And that's usually how we're all pieces together, you know, and everything like that, and trying to again, I said, like I said earlier, your way, my way of doing things, and your way might not be the same. You know, you might have to handle your relationship. It depends on the relationship that you're in with the person, you know, and everything. So I seriously believe that, man. I think that we're going to be a blessing to Maggie's already blessing me, because everything I think I'm okay, she started quoting scriptures at me. she gets serious, like, okay, you got a point. I want to tell her, well, you want a cookie, but that wouldn't be the right thing to say.
Sometimes he tells me that, folks. He tells me that anyway, but go ahead.
thank you, Maggie. Just go ahead and put that out there when I do, okay?
I had to.
All right. So good job. I'm hoping that you have been blessed by our intro, okay, of Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry and everything with Ray and Maggie. I got to shorten the title on that, so just Ray and Maggie and everything. And I pray that you have some insight of what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and what we hope to accomplish with it. I know that there's many singles ministries, especially on social media, especially on Facebook, okay? Mm-hmm. But when Maggie and I begin to talk about the vision and the purpose and the plan for this, we wanted to be a little bit different, okay? We didn't want to be stuck up and use a lot of dials and all that kind of stuff, which is why we're not going with titles and all that kind of stuff. We're going with first name, okay? Because we wanted to be able to talk directly to you, eye to eye, and you just talk directly with us with no pretense or nothing like that, okay? Because this is up to me, and I know that Maggie believes that this is a much-needed topic. Again, not trying to open up to become a dating ministry, because that's not who we are, and that's not the vision that we have for Matters of the Heart, but to bring knowledge and wisdom, to bring forth healing, okay, and to bring forth help, because there are people out there that are struggling being single, you know, and they're lonely, you know, Maggie, they're lonely, and they don't know what to do and stuff like that, and they have the Holy Ghost. They have the Holy Ghost and everything. They read the Bible. They know Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, but they still have that struggle of being single. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, and then you have those who are newly divorced, you know, who will now have to get back out there and have not, and you know, been married for some time. And the dating scene has changed.
It has changed.
You know, when I got divorced, I was married 16 years. And then I'm going out there on the dating scene again. Things change drastically. Like, I have to learn stuff.
It changed. I say this, then we got to go, because we got about 10 minutes. But I know that when I got back out there, it scared me. I ain't lying. I'm being transparent. I'm being transparent, man. It was some of the young ladies out there were very, not just vocal, but very aggressive and stuff like that. And I'm not going to tell you any stories, but I felt lost. You know, I did. It took me a while to get back. I don't want to say mojo. Get my groove back. Oh, how to talk and everything.
Okay.
You laughing. Okay, but I wasn't comfortable dating, you know. Didn't know exactly what to say or do or whatever and everything. Mm-hmm. And it took some while. It took some confidence being built. And sometimes when you're newly divorced or separated or going through a separation through in a relationship that you've been in for a while, it takes a while to get those things back, to get that feeling like that you again, you know, that you didn't do it. Your confidence, and it's not necessarily your fault. It's just life that happens sometimes, and being able to, like, okay, to adjust and say, keep it moving, get up, and say, okay, God, I know you're going to get me through this. You're going to heal me. I just got to continue to be strong, and I still got to stand. Okay, and then so in some kinds, it was probably a good thing that the relationship ended. I'm not talking about marriage or divorce, but I'm talking about a relationship. Some relationship is just not meant to be, period. But that's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Going down the picture. All right. So, Megan, you got any last words for us?
Any last words? Well, yes, I would say that I am so thankful that those of you who have been able to join us have joined us. I hope that you can join the page for those who are single. Go to Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry on Facebook and join and, you know, pose your questions, inbox myself, Maggie, or Ray on Facebook if you have any questions. If you want to, you know, you don't want to ask the question where everyone can see it, you can message us.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you within 24 hours. You know, I just hope that we were able to give you a little prelude of what's to come, because we're expecting great things with Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry.
Yeah.
And for those of you desire marriage, prayerfully, this will be a tool to put in your toolkit to help you build upon who you are so that you were able to be found by your mate, or that if you're a man, you'll be able to find your mate. So, you know, and that's what our goal is just help. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. We're going to sharpen each other through the word, through our experiences, through others coming in and sharing, through testimonies and different things. And that's going to help build us up as single people so that we can live this life wholly. Because it's a struggle for some. It really is.
Yeah, it is. So this is what I want to do quick, and I'm going to go ahead and do this piece, and then I'm going to have Maggie close us out in prayer. I do want to thank you in advance for listening to Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry with Ray and Maggie. Like Maggie said, I pray that it be a blessing. I'm expecting great things with it too, so that we can be famous, but only that we can give back, that we can help someone out. So I do thank you in advance for this. Now, with that being said, let me do a couple of quick house cleaning things of future broadcasts. His Abounding Grace with Mrs. Vanessa Webbs is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with myself, and sometimes I bring in guests. It will be every first, second, and fourth Sunday, because Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry with Ray and Megan is the third Friday. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm there. Okay. Or third Friday. Okay, Bread of Life is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast, one of the young ladies I talked about earlier, first Monday at 7 p.m., and that's with Apostle Shirley Jones, okay? The Bold and Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. And this is a broadcast that's geared more towards the young. So we got a little bit for everybody. Okay, Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday at at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Elston is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. This is about a men's broadcast. This is a men page that we talk about. Things the brothers want to talk about, okay? And we also have Midday Global Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number, this is a free conference number, is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Then we are looking to have a women's broadcast. Okay, we're trying to do it set up like, because we are listed as a 501c3 company, ministry. So we're trying to do a little bit of for everybody. Okay. We're trying to do a little bit for everything. So that stay tuned. That should be coming hopefully before the year is out. And with that being said, I thank you, Maggie, for being a part with me today. I enjoyed you. You made me laugh and I felt very comfortable. I like I said, the chemistry that we have during the broadcast is awesome. And I thank God for you. So I turn it back over to you. Again, the close is out, okay?
Okay, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for the platform and that you asked me. So I'm grateful for that. So with that being said, I'm going to say, Father, we thank you and we bless you for this day that we have never seen before. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share your word and share what you have placed in our hearts concerning matters of the heart singles ministry. Lord, we ask that you touch that every single, or even married people who are listening from the north, the west, the east, and the south, Lord God, all four corners of the earth, Father God. Lord God, that they have been encouraged on tonight, that they want to reach out, and Lord, that they will be a blessing to just listen in, or even if they have questions, let them not be afraid to ask the questions, Father. Father, for we thank you and we bless you now for what you're doing, how you're doing, and how you're going to move even in this ministry, Lord God, that it was good that we are single, Lord God, as we prepare ourselves for you, for who you have designed for us to be with, Father. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Maggie. Yeah. All right. The premiere of Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry with Ray and Maggie. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time around. God bless. Thanks again, Maggie.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.